We are from the Sweden Association. We are doing a radio program. Can you tell us some information about your service, please?
Okay. I'm a volunteer for the Cancer Council, and we're manning this stand just to create community awareness of what the Cancer Council has to offer. And as you can see from all the different brochures here, we tackle things like save our skin, so we encourage early detection of any sunspots, moles, anything that might be unusual, smoking, you know, reduction of alcohol, and different things that fruit and vegetables, meat, to encourage 2 serves of fruit, 5 serves of vegetables per day as a way of reducing the risk of cancer. So it's about education and community awareness. We also have community speaker programs where volunteers go out to any organisation and talk free to the group on any topic that may interest the group in regards to what we've got on display here. But also we try to promote the 10 ways that the Cancer Council can help you. A wonderful organisation, very professional. I'm very proud to be part of it.
How can we know if something wrong with our skin?
Okay, so the Cancer Council has this brochure here, which is called Be Smart, Sun Smart and Save Your Skin, plus these sheets here, and they encourage early detection, as I already mentioned. So you would be advised to do 4 checks per year, and the College of Dermatologists recommend that each change of season, so it just stays in your mind. In this brochure, it tells you how to do a simple one for yourself, a quick check, which should take no more than about 5 minutes or so, and if you see anything that is unusual or of concern to you, then consult your doctor. So that's basically how they recommend that you check for any signs. Then they've given you information here on how, if you do find something, how to select a skin clinic. They don't recommend skin clinics. They ask you to perhaps go through this checklist and choose the one that best suits your needs. So it's early detection, checking yourself, and certainly applying the 30 plus daily as part of your normal skin routine, not just when you're going to the beach. Slip, slop, you know, slap and cover up is their message.
Does the screen 30 plus is good for children?
Very good for children, yes, yes. And what they're trying to encourage too is, with education and awareness starting early, some of the problems that we see later in life will be reduced, hopefully avoided altogether. So yeah, it's just about education. And they've got wonderful brochures here where it tells you what to do for your children. And in the front there, I've got some information on the shop out at Miranda, or not just on, just in the area. There's all the products that you can purchase that reinforce this message about sun protection, cover up. So that's the brochure there. For the closest one to this area would be Miranda Fair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.